Saunders, get your ACU in check or you will get an Alpha Charlie. Now, when I get back from the Blue Canoe, that's a latrine, Saunders. We'll move out.
Hi, welcome to a new episode of Sam's Sheep Shack. Tonight we're doing a deep dive into the misconception of sheep being just a mindless flock who can be... Is that a wolf?
Run!
Swear by the level earth, the sun, and all the heavenly gods that you will never betray me. You are bound by oath. Follow me.
Don't worry about this flood. Us cockroaches survive everything. My parents got us out of Pompeii, and I saw them uptown just last week. Have a meatball.
Look, I'm sorry, Principal Haywood. I didn't mean to blow up the science lab. Mr. Milton told us to turn up the Bunsen burner, and kaboom! Has anyone seen his cat?
I watched him saunter into the joint like he owned the place, and his eyes landed on the red-headed dame at the end of the bar. What's her story? He asked me. She's my wife. End of story. Beat it.
Hey, Pete. Wingspan's looking good. So, I think I solved my housing issue. When that idiot vulture Bill goes to check out the roadkill, I need to move into his nest. My wife just hatched 4 little eggs. Hoo-hoo! Here, have a cigar.
We got less than a minute to close this airlock before we lose the command module.
This thing won't budge. Someone help me with this. We got to get this shut.
Wait, what do you mean you found an override switch? Not funny, Phil.
While I appreciate being the first giraffe integrated into the team, that front door is still 6 feet tall, and I'm still 12 feet tall. And accessing my office through the window is a real pain in the neck.
Hey, everyone. This is your late-night tour guide, Lonesome George, on Jungle Radio. On our next set, we'll have something from the Beatles and the Birds. Let's kick things off with the wondrous Iron Butterfly.